Mr. Chairman, it's time to start the meeting. We've been advised, we had a phone call this morning from Steve Pena, they've had an accident on I-35. He wasn't involved, but it slowed down traffic to a standstill, so he said go ahead and start, and he'll be here when he gets here. All right, let me turn this off. Before we get started, I have a favor to ask of everyone. As we break periodically through the day and you go outside this room, if we could just ask that you hold it down so some of the rest of the staff can continue with their work day. Just keep the volume down just a little bit. We would be appreciative of that. As I call this joint meeting of the Possum Kingdom Committee and the Asset Management Committee to order, each director received notice of the committee meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors Ron Butler and Rudy Garcia indicated that they would not be present, and it doesn't look like P.J. Ellison will be in attendance either. At this time, we've set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on it. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the committee cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That is not a requirement of state law. The committee is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meeting Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the committee may not deliberate or act on matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. I've only received two cards. Is there anyone else? All right, before we ask these individuals to come up and speak, I just wanted to say that this has been a long, drawn-out process. We still have a ways to go. There will be an additional meeting, a PK workshop on May the 8th, followed by another board meeting on June the 5th for us to continue with this process. We set some goals for the committee early on. Our goals were to come up with fair and reasonable solutions that were mutually beneficial to both parties. I sincerely hope that at the end of today it will be obvious that the committee is attempting to keep its promise. So at this time,
would you care to add to that?
Yeah. Thank you.
At this time, Robert Uffman, you have some words?
Very good morning to the Lit Committee of the Price River Party. I'm a former member of the board, served from 1981 to the end of, almost the end of 1993, Lynn Richards, finally replaced me at the end of 1993. We've had a lot of good Lit Committee meetings at Possum Kingdom and the old office building. It was, I don't know, probably one of the most recognized it when you go to Lake. We had the new office facility there now, but we had a lot of good meetings there, and it's nice to see. We didn't have this many people attending our committee meetings. This is a great turnout, and it's an honor to put us here to be here and address the committee. Good morning. My daughter Ashley called me last night on my cell phone, and she was walking back from her downtown Washington, D.C. office down in the business district. So why are you walking home? She has a car. She used to ride the metro, but after the bombings in the London subways started beginning, first they started in France, the trains, and then London. I said, Ashley, let's drive your car down to your office. She lives out at the Capitol Hill neighborhood, and so I said, let's I think we can afford you to park you have in the office down there. So she's going to say, well, where are you going? She said that the streets are jammed with, we've got protesters and immigration protesters and just jammed full. So So I recommend, if you want to keep your attendance numbers down, let's keep the late committee meetings here, not moving them to Washington, D.C., because the numbers will increase dramatically. I believe that the shoreline guide was distributed, or there is information to the public. Is that right, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, there's, I can talk about some of the particulars in it. There is a mention in the 1989 restriction by the FDIC as to any structures existing in the boundary of the project areas post 1989 could be removed. I was, of course, on the boat during that time, and I do not recall that particular language in the document. We went through a new licensing of the hydroelectric facility at Boston Memorial Shepherd Dam. We began that in the early 80s. And we received a new licensing in 1989. But I do not recall that language, so you might want to seek some clarification on that mention in the shoreline guide. I believe it's in both the commercial and the residential proposals. Maybe I'll do that brief. I won't keep you here much longer. Moving on to the permitting and application process. It just kind of jumped out at me, but if I needed to repair, if I had cottage site lease with the building, I do not. I used to, do not have one now, but if I wish to repair the roof on my house, I would have to go through an application process with the Brazos River Authority. I believe they office at Possum Kingdom. So just to put, just to repair my roof. Now, I don't believe the municipalities require you to obtain a permit to repair or replace your roof on your house that you find in the municipality. I think this might be a little much to require a permit to put new shingles on the roof. We've got the Brazos River Authority started leasing land for residential and commercial sale of those leases back in the 50s. They've got improvements on these leases, both cottage site or residential and commercial, that date back, some probably back to almost the 50s. They've got some old improvements. But in the late 70s, the lake started looking a little ragged, and the BI said, hey, we've got to clean up some of this. I came on board in 81, and the BIA started a program to clean up some of the cottage site leases that had gotten pretty ready looking. There was some subleasing going on in some of the commercial leases sewage system problems. We got started getting it cleaned up. The BIA started on a boilerplate to the leases to prevent this type of development in the future. So I think your lease farms now have quite a bit of boilerplate in them that protect the BIA from improvements that are not well maintained. So I think you've got that. The shoreline guide takes another step. I propose that you just be careful with it. We wish government not to be heavy-handed. But be fair with these people. We have some older improvements on the lake, and there are those that are being maintained. These people, they've got nice homes, but they're not the new grits. They're not what maybe a new developer would build on a vacant tract of farmland in the north part of a large metropolitan area. So I just would like Brother Barrow to go right-handed, and not so heavy-handed, with these proposed guidelines. I've got the metal plate in the existing lease firms. Let's be fair with these people. That's all right. Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate your service. I know it's a sacrifice for you to come to Waco. I've been for many years, and I know the time it takes. And thank you. Thank you very much for your service to our great state.
The next person is Jim Littlefield.
I'm Jim Littlefield, and I purchased a lease lot at Possum Kingdom Lake in July of 2002. And at that time, their lease rates and everything were reasonable, and I felt real good about it and expected that kind of continuation of the BRA and the lease rates. Subsequent to that, with the increase in taxes, which we were able to absorb, and then the Stahlbach Phase 2 report that came out, I became very concerned about the lease rates. I realized that there's not going to be a decision made today, and that May the 8th would be the time to possibly address some of these other issues. But being concerned like that, I took the Phase 2 Stahlbach report and did an analysis on my property and nine other properties right in my local area. And in doing that analysis, I found that the combined property tax and lease rate would be in the neighborhood of 5%. And being a little bit concerned about that, I felt like that was extreme. I looked at 15 lakes in the area that goes from Lake Texoma all the way to Whitney, all the way to Toledo Bend, to see what kind of combined lease rates and tax rates that we have. I found out that the extreme was about 3%. That 3% was for those properties that were in the city limits. That then, to me, set an outer boundary as far as I was concerned, since I realized that our BRA lease property doesn't have all the amenities and the things that, like sewers, that we would have in the city. I said probably a reasonable combined property tax and lease rate would be around 2.8%. Now, 5% and 2.8% doesn't really mean anything, so I said, let's look at a $200,000 appraised property and see what that means. Well, for a $200,000 appraised property, a 5% lease rate would be $10,000, which to me is quite significant, and I would be quite concerned about that, should the BRA embrace that kind of a situation. That doesn't include the things that were recommended or talked about as far as the best business practice was concerned, such as the dock fees, the watercraft fees, the water usage fees. But the one that concerned me the most was the 6% that was suggested as a sales price, in addition to the real estate sales price that I would have to pay if I wanted to sell my property. It would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 10%, and that concerns me. Now, looking at a $200,000 property, as I said, we'd have it cost us $10,000. A 2.8% lease rate would be about $5,500. So there's a comparison that we would have from what I consider reasonable to what I consider extreme. The just to put it in perspective, 9 months ago, some friends of ours came out to look at Possum Kingdom Lake, and instead they chose Cedar Creek Lake. They have a $300,000 home there. It has 3,000 square feet, real beautiful, a few-year-old home. They're paying $6,000. So So even if I compare 5,500 to 6,000, my property doesn't come near to the comparative value as far as lease rights and taxes are concerned. I know we talk about taxes not being part of it, but that money is actually is out of my pocket. So all I'm asking is that you give that consideration. I know, you know, we have no power or control over you, but we just ask that you give us, just do what you think is right and give us a fair shake. Not only us a fair shake, but the BRA operation a fair shake, and we hope that you'll give us the consideration. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your time.
I've just been given another card, Oscar Rome.
Okay. My name is Oscar Rome. I'm president of 7X and Leisure. We are a development company, and we are in the process within the next 30 days of applying about 3,600 acres on the northern end of the lake. It has about 7.5 miles of shoreline. We are concerned about the quality of the lake and the development. We intend to have a very high-end development up there. And a few of those measures, restricted covenants on docks and stuff, I think are needed, and we think quality is the way to go for those future docks. We would ask that you consider some reasonable management practices as to quality of the shoreline, but we also, as part of that development, the ability to use that lake with some on-water facilities and some off-water facilities, some combination thereof, or reasonable combination, we think would enhance the northern end of the lake and aid in that development, quality development up there. Thank you.
Is there anyone else?